Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. And we are back. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show. Precious memories, how they linger. You can call us 855-242-7285. Man, it has been a... How long have we been on air? 2 hours?
2 hours.
Wow. Nobody's tried to break down any Bible verses yet. I listened to the show on Friday. I felt like I was under a tent at a revival. Between that and precious memories. Telling you. Man, there's a lot of news. There's not a ton of news, but we did a little bit of digging. Here's what we know about the EA Sports College Football 25 cover athletes. We're going to be breaking that down. And everybody wants to know. Matt Brown from Extra Points has the information. So back in the day, for folks that don't know, when NCAA football existed from EA Sports, the cover, in the beginning it was generic covers. It'd just be like some guy in like a blue jersey catching a football. And then the 1 year it was like Bill Walsh college football. And then it was like basically if you won the Heisman, you were the cover person. Matt Brown, have I said anything inaccurate yet? I feel like I'm trying to remember because I had them all. I'm trying to remember. I remember the generic like blue shirt dude and Bill Walsh for – Bill Walsh, his brief foray back at Stanford, he got a video game cover. It was weird.
It's funny you mention that because I just so happen to have a copy of that game right here. All right, yeah, I'm holding it up. It looks like it's a white polo shirt and the red generic jersey, right? Because the very first game didn't have any licenses. So if you're playing Florida State, you're playing against Tallahassee and Columbus and College right. Station, and then it became. Who would win the Heisman or who was particularly marketable. We had a fellow from Boise State 1 year. He had a mascot 1 year. But it was generally one of the biggest names of the previous season because EA couldn't pay the guy that was actually playing lest they lose their eligibility. But now in the post-NIL, post-Alston world, things are a little bit different. And now you can actually be paid to be in the game and be on the game and still be playing in college.
Yeah, they started putting Ricky Williams was on there 1 year. They would start putting the guys on after they were done, but they'd have their college year. But yeah, no. Yeah, so I'm right in the wheelhouse, man. I was in the dorm at Tennessee, and we almost flunked out because we had the Sega Genesis, and we liked it better than Madden. No offense to Madden, because we were living on a college campus. All right, so tell us what you know. Because I think there's some things you can tell us and some things that you can't tell us. But tell us what you know about what we will or won't see on the EA Sports NCAA football covers when they drop later this year.
Yeah, I do think that if I said exactly who's going to be on the cover, like the black helicopters from EA headquarters will come into my office here and I'd be dragged away on television. But what I can share is what I wrote in the newsletter that I published, Extra Points, earlier this morning. There are multiple cover athletes this year because there are multiple editions of the game. For folks that are big sports video game guys now, it's pretty common for a company, whether that's EA or 2K for basketball or anywhere else, to release multiple versions of one game. You might have the standard edition and you pay a couple extra bucks more and you get some fancy Ultimate Team Deluxe package and there's a different person on the cover. So I'm told that there's going to be multiple versions of this cover and that every single person on the cover is going to be an active college football player for this season, which is something that hasn't been the case before. There was a lot of speculation over the past couple of months that, hey, we haven't had this game for a decade. Maybe they'll show a bunch of people that should have been in the game, had the legal system or NCAA policy looked a little bit different. Maybe you put Nick Saban on the cover. Maybe you put a mascot on the cover. And Those are all perfectly fine ideas, but that's not what this year's game's going to be. It's going to be a couple of different people. They're all going to be power conference starting athletes. You know, somebody in the Big Ten or SEC or Big 12 or ACC, and they're all going to be playing a different position. So you're not going to have three, four, five quarterbacks. You might have one, and then you might have somebody who plays a different position and somebody who plays a different position. And so hopefully that helps people, you know, get the guessing game going and maybe eliminate some people or focus on some other people, which hopefully won't then get me sent to EA jail.
Which I've been to EA in Florida, and there's like a building behind the building, and maybe that's where they lock the people up when they drop the information. Yeah, Matt Brown joining us here from Extra Points. We don't want to get him in any trouble. But I'm fascinated by how this is going to work going forward. And we know that the players are going to get a little bit of money here and there. And we know that now, thanks to you, the cover athletes are going to be – we're spreading new wealth, not just popularity, fame, whatever, but also a little bit of money. Do you think – we're going to have the complaints from like the backup free safety from Boise State when his numbers don't match up with what he thinks he's capable of?
I mean, I'm sure we have to, right? You're going to see that from backups. You're going to see that from starters. And that's part of the experience. That's almost part of the appeal of Madden number rating release day or NBA 2K release day, because people then find out about it. And you don't get to play Division I college football, whether you're at Georgia or Georgia Southern. If you don't have high confidence in your abilities, I'm sure everybody who's on a D1 roster is thinking there ought to be a 95 overall. You have to have that kind of confidence in yourself. So I'm sure there's going to be some good-natured ribbing and everything. But what's going to, I think, make this year different is participation in this game is really a deeply emotional tie. You know, I think more so than almost any other NIL deals. I've heard this from athletes that, listen, I love the truck. I'm really excited. The money's important and the financial security is important, but I will know when I've made it, when I could turn on this video game and see my own name in there, because that is what I dreamed about when I was a middle schooler or when I was a high schooler, not necessarily some of the other cash or other things that might come from the NIL era. So yeah, we'll see some people, you know, teasing on Instagram or on social media about their ratings, and people will be hollering at the Electronic Arts folks, but you're also going to see thousands of people who are deeply excited to be a part of this project, because it's something that they haven't been able to do for years and has been a real goal of theirs.
And Matt, as a college football fan, listen, NIL is great and you want your collective to do well and you'd like your favorite player to be on a billboard selling Mercedes-Benz or whatever, but you get to play your team on a video game. That's the whole thing. You know just like I do, when the whole thing changed 3 summers ago, everyone's reaction on social media wasn't, oh, no, you know, Bryce Young gets some money. No, it was, I get to play my video game again.
That was 1,000% what it was. And honestly, that was even true at the school side, too, because there's a lot of athletic directors and associate VPs of marketing and people who realize this game is so good for business. And it's not because EA is going to write a gigantic check to Tennessee or to Ohio State for the licensing rights. Like, I've seen the amounts. It's not huge money. But because they recognize this is a 24/7 commercial that we can use to reach people who we might not be able to reach with billboards, or we might not be able to reach with radio advertising or something else. What makes this whole game, this whole project, so it resonates with people so deeply, the same reason that you spent all that time in your dorm, and I was the same way. I think I lost my chance at law school because of the PlayStation 2, right? And my roommates and everything, because you're not just playing and seeing your school, right? I didn't go to the Cincinnati Bengals. I didn't attend the Cleveland Cavaliers. I went to the Ohio State. So when I turn on that game, I could see the dorms, you know, behind the stadium that people, that my friends were part of. I can hear my songs. I see my marching band. I see these things that I have a deep emotional connection to. And that's so part of what makes college sports so fascinating to me. It's why I'm not bored of this beat after being on it for so long. And I'm sure you and so many listeners here feel the same way, that when it's Saturday, it isn't just the football team that you're excited about. It's the tailgate. It's the music. It's the little individual things that make each campus tradition unique and special and part of your hometown. And I think it's really exciting. It's something that I know EA has spent an enormous amount of time on to get that depicted accurately and completely in this game. And I think that's why so many people are looking forward to it.
Matt Brown joining us on Pod Fallen Bobby. Yeah, listen, The last thing I did, probably to waste time before I had a kid and had no more time to waste, was getting on the PS2 and building my own stadium and designing my own uniforms. The things that I like to do, having my own university, the things I like to do when I had time to do it. All right, when will we be able to play this video game, Matt?
So the official word from our friends at EA is this summer. And they said that we're gonna release more specific gameplay information in May. And that's what I try to relay to my readers, because God bless them. People are DMing me every single day asking for just hyper-specific gameplay things. I'm like, oh, brother, I can't help you with that one, right? You're just going to have to wait 2.5 weeks for everybody else. What I have been told and what I've reported and what a couple other reporters have reported is the middle of July is when the game will actually be coming out. So I wouldn't necessarily book any PTO yet, but the game has historically come out in July. Middle of July is when distributors have been told that this thing is coming out, and so that's when you should be able to finally have it in your hands, because it's been a long time.
It's been a really long time, and yeah, we'll see. And you get frustrated because you're like, just give us a date, but it's the Wendy Peppercorn rule. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah, they do. They know exactly what they're doing. All right, Matt Brown, you're the man. I appreciate the insight, and I hope that. I don't hear black helicopters, so I think we're okay.
For now, at least. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, buddy. See you. There you go. It's a big, 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 big deal. I'm telling you, that's how old I am, the Sega Genesis. They're saying that, well, you said the PS2 kept Matt from going to law school. Sega Genesis, I mean, I wasn't going to go to law school, but the Sega Genesis almost kept me from graduating. D is for diploma. Give us a call, 855-242-7285. That's Paul. Up there at Boone, were you playing that Pong? Here, Randy? Pinball?
Pinball.
We're a little older than y'all. Not as old as Paul.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. It is the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm Ryan McGee sitting in for Paul and giving Jim indigestion and Chris. Because I've already talked too long. I've talked for 12 seconds in this segment. I've already talked too long. Todd and Shelby's on the line. Todd, welcome into the show.
Hey, Ryan.
What's going on?
Great show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, and I'm pleased to speak to a super nice host that runs a good show, man.
Thank you, Todd. And by the way, I think I said this after you went off the air last week. Your profile picture is the best one. You riding a horse? Like you're going down Main Street.
Well, I appreciate that.
Is that a parade? Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, we was having cowboy days here at Columbiana, Alabama.
Yeah.
And that's where Paul and Laura Rutledge came, because Paul had to do, funeral home wasn't big enough for all the people, so he had to do two funerals for Tammy there. But anyway, what's what I was going to say? Ryan, I don't care what you do in this life. There's people going to attack you. I want to say this. Friday Fred called in, and anyway, I was needing that. And the show went off the air for the fourth quarter for the fourth segment. And so I went down, got my tractor and hooked up and went down to my round pen right here to where I train, you know, ride my horses in. And I worked that sand up. Them horses like to go in and out of there and roll in that sand.
Yeah.
And so it's good when the flies are bad. But anyway, there was a guy over in Georgia that said, I ain't a preacher. I ain't a cowboy either. But I got a friend over there from Georgia. His name's Caleb. Talked to him, and he said he didn't ever know of anybody over in Georgia that claimed to be a cowboy named Mac. And when I lived in Kansas, I used to go over to a fella's house, and I'd head for him. And anyway, we see him. Both of these guys, Caleb Griggers and Jake Long, I would head for Jake Long at his house at Coffeyville, Kansas. And I also, during that time, I ran a preconditioning yard for cattle, and all we do is get them ready to be shipped west to Dodge City to the feedlots. But anyway, I may not be a cowboy. I just probably do cowboy things. But look here, I want to give a shout-out to Fred for what he said when he called in the other day. I needed that, and I needed God to speak to me because I was starting to get pretty ugly on the show towards Jim. And I don't like that. I just and it says that every idle word I say, I'll have to stand before God, and he will bring that to me. And I'll have to have an account for every idle word I say. And so anyway, I'm going to check myself. I do appreciate Squirrel. But we all love to aggravate, and it's fun. But I'd rather be remembered by the good things that I said and not the old bad crap that I go through, Ryan. And look, I appreciate you today, and I know you're a heck of a nice guy. And what Fred said the other day, and I've got to get a hold of Legend because I bought a bunch of Bibles to for him to take to the prison. I got to get them to him. And I just want to, this is my prayer or my wishes. I want everybody that watches this show to be saved. And I want everybody that watches this show to read their Bibles and find out what it says and go straight to God with your prayers. But I would love to see that everybody was saved. And everybody that works for this show, I want them to be saved. Thank you, Ryan. You have a great day, buddy. And roll tide.
There you go, y'all. Precious memories, how they linger. Jace in Augusta. What's going on, Jace?
Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good, bud.
Hey, I want to talk about Jim. He's saying you can't handle a spotlight. Evidently, he has not watched Marty McGee on Saturdays.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know why he hasn't seen it? Because his old decrepit ass don't get up before noon.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, you can definitely handle the spotlight, you know.
Yeah.
And I understand you were in the mountains last weekend. I was actually in Seymour last weekend.
Oh, there you go. Now, I was up in Lake Lure, Asheville, Hendersonville with my four old college roommates from Tennessee. We call ourselves the Four Horsemen, even though there's five of us.
Yeah, we're right in the same area then.
There you go. It was a good weekend, man. The weather was perfect. Rained a little bit, but it wasn't bad at all. We needed it to rain, make us sit inside and just do nothing. It was great.
Yeah, my mother-in-law lives there. Me and the wife went out and ate at, I think it was some Mexican restaurant. They're in a Pigeon Forge, and but my food was terrible. I ordered shrimp tacos, and the shrimp were cold. The Mexican rice was cold. The refried beans was cold. So I had them take it back and then told them to take it off the bill. I will never eat there again.
Well, I'll say this. It's a long swim up to Pigeon Forge for the shrimp. So by the time they got there, it's probably a little cold.
Yeah, everything was cold.
they brought the rice with them. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Well, like I said, I just wanted to to call out Jim. For him to call in and say you can't handle a spotlight is total BS. You can handle a spotlight on the Paul Feinbaum show, and evidently, like I said, he must not watch Marty McGee.
I appreciate that. It takes a lot, man. Jace, thank you for the call, buddy. It takes a lot. I think it takes a lot to get up and warm for some people. It's like when they launch a shuttle, the space shuttle. There's a whole manual countdown, like a week's worth of stuff I had to count down to. I feel like there's some people it takes a long time to get up in the morning. Brad's on the line. Brad, welcome into Feinbaum.
Brian, I told you the first time you came on, you had my invitation to come back, and here you are, brother. Thank you for coming back, brother.
Thank you for the invitation back, Brad. I'm pretty sure that's why I'm here. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Two things for me, and I'll let it go. Barty, man, I saw him on the Masters coverage, and that guy knocked it out of the park. The dude was friggin' he was outstanding. He was awesome. What do you think about that?
No, Ryan? One of the most amazing things that I have witnessed in this job, and it's not just because I work with him and I'm his friend and have been for 20 years, but Marty, the way he has, having never talked to anyone in that world, the way that he parachuted into golf 6-7 years ago, and now, like, the only guy a lot of them will talk to is him. And listen, same with horse racing. He'll be at the Kentucky Derby this weekend. He didn't know anything about it, and they sent him there. And now, Bob Baffert, when Bob Baffert got in trouble last year, the only person he wanted to talk to is Marty. And so it's just, it's the most amazing thing, the way he is parachuting in those worlds and just, I mean, college basketball, all of it. If he shows up, he's all in, and the Masters more than any other.
I'm telling you, Ryan, you're the same way. Y'all compliment each other, and if Marty was hosting, I would tell him the same thing about you. You guys make a good combination, but I like you guys for a different reason. You're very analytical, and I like the way you just say it like it is. But to my question about football, I'm glad that Ohio State, coming out of spring, jumped over Georgia and got that, like, number one little spot. But I hope Georgia even falls further. I want them to fall about number four, because at the end of the day, it don't mean nothing. But I want them to come in just a little bit under that radar. But, Ryan, thanks for coming in, brother. You're one of my favorite fill-ins, and you take care.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that, man. And I don't mean that about Marty. I'm telling you. Because what he said, and Marty, I asked him about it. And what Marty has said was, you know, he and I both covered NASCAR basically full-time forever. And he said the golf world and the horse racing world are very similar to the NASCAR world. It's basically the same group of people, just a few hundred people that just pick it up and go over here, pick it up and go over there. And if you earn the trust of a few of them, you can earn the trust of all of them, because it's a tight-knit community. And so he's done that, and it's pretty amazing. But, yeah, I appreciate that call. It's something else. Yeah, and I appreciate Brad inviting me back. There you go. And now we're back, and we're making precious memories. How they linger. Amanda Krasovich is going to join us next for Front Office Sports. Hey, why is everybody suing the NCAA? And Reggie Bush is still suing the NCAA. Yeah. And most people that sue them win, so why not? She's going to talk to us about it. It is the Feinbaum Show.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. Making precious memories, how they linger. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show with the Randy and Ryan Gospel. We're going to hit the road, son. Singing in a tent. I wrote a column last week y'all should read about Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back, and that's great, but what did that mean going forward? We're going to have a lot of lawsuits now. There's always a lot of lawsuits. We're going to have a lot of lawsuits. Him looking, maybe Reggie Bush, maybe Chris Webber, you know, maybe the 1990 Syracuse lacrosse team. Well, there's a fantastic story right now on Front Office Sports. Amanda Kristovich has written this, and I'm excited to chat with her about it. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. Here's why he's still suing the NCAA. And she joins us now on the phone. And Amanda, this is a quick reminder to everyone, and I keep trying to tell everyone this, the NCAA and the Heisman Trust, just like the NCAA and the College Football Playoff, they are not the same thing. And everyone has a hard time with that, don't they?
They do. They do. First of all, thank you for having me. And when I started following when this lawsuit was first filed almost a year ago now, and I believe August of 2023, I found it interesting because if you recall, the Heisman Trust, even though they're separate from the NCAA, said they weren't going to give Reggie his Heisman back unless the NCAA changed its old infractions decision and decided to reverse it and, you know, give him back his records and reinstate him into the NCAA record books. But as it turns out, the Heisman Trust themselves have found out that they don't have to wait for the NCAA.
No one knows who they should ask for what, but they did say, hey, NCAA, what are you going to do? NCAA did nothing. And so now Reggie Bush has his Heisman back. So why continue to pursue the lawsuit if you are Reggie Bush?
Yeah, it's funny. Reggie, he brought his Heisman to the press conference where he basically explained that he was going to continue with this lawsuit, which was actually a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. Obviously, the idea was to clear his name, but in 2021, when NIL rules changed, everybody said, you know, are we going to give Reggie his Heisman back now? Because the rules that he technically broke or allegedly broke, according to the NCAA, were obviously no longer, rule violations. And the response that one of the journalists received was from an NCAA spokesperson that said that, you know, pay for play still wasn't legal in the NCAA or allowable. And he filed a defamation suit on that comment saying he'd never been accused of pay for play, et cetera, et cetera. The NCAA still hasn't walked that back. The NCAA still has not given him his records back. They have not reinstated, you know, him into the record books, and they have not reversed their own decision. And for that reason, even though the Heisman Trust has, he's decided he's going to go forward with the lawsuit until they do.
Well, and Reggie Bush has been very open about, and I wrote about this last week, he's been open about the fact that he feels very guilty and has been brought down on USC and taken away from USC when it comes to wins and a national championship because of something attached to his name. So if in the eyes of the public opinion, Reggie Bush has been cleared. In the eyes of Reggie Bush, I think what I'm hearing from you, Amanda, is that he does not believe he has been cleared.
No, he doesn't believe that his name has been cleared until every single entity that had something official to say about, his alleged misconduct from when he was in college, walked their position back. And the phrase that his lawyers kept saying was, do the right thing. The NCAA needs to do the right thing. And the other thing that this is just my observation, right? He didn't say this outright, but I think another reason he's continuing with this lawsuit is that he thinks that what the NCAA did to him isn't the only thing they're doing wrong. He talked about how they make millions and billions of dollars off the players and they don't pay them. His lawyers talked about how the NCAA has a plantation system. So I think he's using the continuation of the lawsuit also to give a microphone to these other, what he sees as injustices in college sports and specifically in college football today.
So Amanda, going forward now, so what we're talking about is, we're talking about going back to a case that dates to 2005. and trying to apply 2024 rules, 2021 rules, to something that happened in 2005. Is that, you think that's feasible?
Well, a lot of people have observed that that could potentially, you know, open Pandora's box, right? Because a lot of people and a lot of former players who, you know, were in the same boat as Reggie Bush are now, you know, hoping maybe that his case will be overturned so their names could be cleared as well. I think there's an argument for and against it. I don't know that there's a right answer, but I think let's look at the way this country handles marijuana, right? I mean, the question is, do you allow people to who are in jail for a possession of marijuana leave jail when marijuana possession becomes legal? It's a similar thing. And then one other caveat, at the time of the NCAA infractions process, a federal court, a federal judge criticized the NCAA's process and basically sort of said, we're not even sure that the NCAA's own adjudication came to the right conclusion about the facts. So I think maybe they could use that as an opportunity to sort of look back into this. But frankly, I mean, the NCAA has so many headaches. Well, I don't understand personally why they don't just say, yeah, Reggie, we'll give you your records back. Let's move on. We've got so many other things to worry about. You know, they've got so many other lawsuits. Their lawyers are flying all over the country. I don't understand why they don't just, you know, move on from this and give him what he wants if for no other reason than it's one less headache.
And the reality is that the NCAA's record in court is abysmal. It's terrible. If you can get them to court, you're probably going to win. So you mentioned Pandora's box. I used that exact same phrase in the column I wrote last week. Do you think going forward now we're going to hear from Chris Webber wanting Michigan's Final Four appearances back? And we're going to hear from Georgia Tech wanting their ACC title back over $300 something of clothes that a wide receiver received. Do you think that's where have we opened that box now? Because as you know, just like I know, lawyers are never going to miss an opportunity to lawyer.
No, billable hours is the phrase of the year in college sports, in my opinion.
Yeah, the most undefeated force in the universe, Amanda, is billable hours.
Billable hours, exactly. It's a great question. I mean, look, I think it's up to the individuals who, first of all, as we're saying, billable hours goes both ways. It's very expensive to, you know, file a lawsuit, especially a lawsuit that's going to hold up against some of the best firms in the country. The NCAA has been losing, but that's because they're going up against some of the best the best law firms in the country at what they do, right? And then I don't know. I mean, I sort of wonder if the entire infractions process of the NCAA has been so sort of, you know, nobody respects it anymore, right? So I just wonder if for those other players, if they still feel wronged, right? If they don't feel like public opinion has shifted. And then if you'll indulge me, the one other thing I wonder is if they feel that their resources and their lawyers might be better served, you know, hopping on to lawsuits where they could receive damages. Like, you know, the House case, for example, is trying to give back pay to players who didn't get NIL, right? When they were playing before the rules changed. So I wonder if they're going to sort of look at this and say, okay, maybe we could try to file some sort of lawsuit. Again, Reggie's lawsuit is about defamation. It's not a lawsuit directly about my records should be given back to me. So I don't know. I think the resources might be better used elsewhere.
Yeah, I do too. But we also, we're not the ones that get to send the invoice for the billable hours. That's right. Hey, Amanda Christovich, great job on the story. We'll be back in touch as this moves forward because I have a feeling that, as you wrote, this feels like the tip of the iceberg as opposed to the end of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. There you go. No, it's just, again, the only undefeated forces. There's two undefeated forces in the universe. Father time, billable hours. I have a buddy that adds a third one, but I'm not going to say it here on the air. I'm telling you, it is. I cannot, I'm really, I hope it doesn't happen because I don't want to deal with it. But I'm curious to see if Chris Weber's meeting with his attorneys now. And for folks who don't know, the 1990 Syracuse lacrosse team, considered one of the greatest lacrosse teams ever, their best player on that team rolled up in a car, brand new car, and it was co-signed by the wife of the head coach. I mean, Georgia Tech had their 2009 ACC championship title taken away after a wide receiver. I think it was $312 or $321 worth of clothes they'd received. So, does everybody start lawyering up? The way you get out of these things, if you're you and me, is you declare bankruptcy. I can't pay that, so stop suing me. Maybe the NCAA just exit stage right because they're going to one day. It's just going to happen. Can't avoid it. Give us a call, 855-242-7285. I'm going to continue to opine all the way through the break in the hopes that maybe Jim is on hold and listening. You too, Chris.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
May is right around the corner. That means that it is time to get on with it in softball and baseball both. I mean, they do right next door is the show, right? Kentucky at Tennessee. That is a gigantic softball series Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, right here on the SEC Network. I'll tell you, I'll be going to Omaha like I always do, and I've never been to Oklahoma City. I want so bad to go to the Women's College World Series. If any of the bosses are listening, I want to go there. I go to Omaha every year, and everybody says that Oklahoma City might actually be more fun. I can't even imagine. Davis in Wisconsin's on the line. Davis, welcome into Feinbaum.
Ryan, the man who taught me about polymology, I had no idea that there were more than just the Nile that flowed south to north.
There you go. I appreciate that.
Anyway, my question, have you ever been in awe of someone you interviewed?
You know, it's a great question, and I've been very fortunate to interview a lot of big people and famous people. Now, I've been intimidated. Nick Saban could be intimidating when you first start dealing with him. That changed over the years. Dale Earnhardt Sr. scared me to death. The Intimidator was legit. Like, that was a real deal. But I get more awestruck when it's like a movie star. You know what I mean? Like, we do a Star Wars podcast, me, Clinton Yates, Arta Okow. We do, it's called Never Tell Me the Odds. And we interviewed Billy Dee Williams a couple weeks ago for the podcast, Lando Calrissian.
And He's still alive.
He is. He just wrote a book. He's 88 years old. And I'm telling you right now,
I'd be in all of that also.
Dude,
a ghost.
When Lando Calrissian popped up on the Zoom and it was time for me to ask a question, I was flabbergasted. Like, you could hear it on the podcast. Like, I'm kind of, and then by the end, I start panicking because I realize it's almost over. I started asking questions over and over, you know, one after the other. But yeah. But, and now I interviewed George Bush Sr. on the telephone for a College World Series book I did. So George Bush, Poppy Bush, played first base for Yale in the first two College World Series. and I interviewed him for my book, and it took forever, and he finally called, and that was crazy. When the phone rings, please hold for President Bush, that was nuts. That was crazy. So that might be that. But yeah, I'm more flummoxed with movie stars than I am with sports people, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too, Davis. I appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words. Yeah, that was Lando Calrissian. That was nuts. Like the guys were kind of making fun of me because I started panicking because like we had like 30 minutes with him, and the interview kind of took a minute to get going, and then he started rolling and Return of the Jedi is my favorite movie, and so I start panicking like I got to ask him all the Return of the Jedi questions, and he was great. But yeah, more movie stars. Like, if I ever had a chance to interview, like, Harrison Ford, I'm not sure how I would handle it. I don't know for sure how to handle it. But sports figures. Now, I met Thurl Bailey earlier this year, my all-time favorite college basketball player. Played for the 1983 NC State Cardiac Pack team. And Holly Rowe arranged for me to meet Thurl prior to a Charlotte Hornets-Utah Jazz game because he's on the Jazz broadcast with Holly. And my wife makes fun of me because the video of me, I look like I'm 12 years old because I was just, like, completely – yeah, just went full fanboy, and he knew it. And he was so cool, 7 feet tall. But more movie stars than like if Bruce Springsteen walked in here to do an interview, I might need a second to get composed, you know. But Dale Earnhardt scared the hell out of me, and did it on purpose. Like got to know him over the year, but the intimidator was the intimidator, right. My daughter has been around. You know, TV people, race car drivers, whatever, her whole life, college football coaches. The only time that she was ever, like, starstruck was she met Richard Petty. And he had the hat and the glasses and Mr. the King from Cars and all stuff, and he shook her hand, and she just froze. She was, like, for three. And he walked off, and she looked at me, and she goes, "Dad, I blew it. I blew it." So, yeah. Lando Calrissian completely freaked me out. It's the Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.